It's the Christina LaFrance Show. Time to welcome 1-2 Radio's Long Island psychic medium, Christina LaFrance.
Welcome to 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. This is your host, Christina LaFrance, and you are listening live to the Christina LaFrance Show. Welcome, everybody. Happy Monday to you. Today is February 5th, 2024, and this is part two of last week's show, leaning into the uncomfortableness of life. It was a really great show last week, and it was cut short because I got, you know, lost. I was not on air for almost 20 minutes in, so we definitely needed a part two. And who knows, possibly a part three. I want to invite all of you to come on over to the chat room on Facebook. You can hit the chat button on 12radio.com and you'll be transported over to the chat room. And if you are not a member in the chat room, Jay will be happy to let you in. And I will be taking your questions for this hour. So post a question in the chat room. I will throw tarot cards for you. Try to keep your questions as brief as possible. Get to the point because it is live radio and I have to take, you know, the moment out to read the question. And like I said, it's live radio, so it could get a little tricky. So, but you are welcome to ask questions. I would love to answer your questions. So leaning into the uncomfortableness of life is, you know, it's a huge discussion, and we got a lot accomplished in the 45 minutes that we had last week, but there were still a lot of stones that were not unturned and a lot of things that needed to be talked about. So we're going to do that this hour, and I'm just going to say hello to everybody and see what's going on. Hey, Kathy, one of my favorite Capricorn peeps. Hello, how are you? Hope that you are doing well. Another Capricorn, John, another one of my faves. Hi, John, how are you? My cousin in Brooklyn, who's always so kind and always so supportive of my career. I appreciate you always. And Renee is here. Hi, Renee Andrews, how are you? It's wonderful to see you. I see somebody new in the chat room, the Deep Soul. Hello, welcome. Nice to have you here. Welcome to the chat room. Welcome to 1-2 Radio. If you're new to 1-2 Radio, welcome everybody. I hope you guys had a really good weekend. I had a really good weekend. It was my birthday on Thursday. I had a really nice, peaceful birthday. And I went out on Friday. I went out on Saturday. I spent my birthday with lovely people who I really wanted to be around versus, you know, having obligations to people you don't want to be around. That's funny, right? Yeah, I got to spend my birthday with some really amazing people, and it was quiet and peaceful and low key, as I always like it to be. And I had a great time with some great people. And a nice weekend, spending my weekend with just some lovely people, just enjoying life. So life has been fun lately, to say the least. And it's been a little insane and a little painful, but it's been a perfect mix of the human experience, that's for sure. Just taking it all in stride, you know. Leaning in, guys. I am definitely leaning in. So I'll be checking periodically for your questions in the chat room. If I don't see them, I know that my amazing producer will forward them to me on chat, and I will definitely get to your questions. So leaning into the discomfort of life, we talked pretty extensively about it. But, you know, it's interesting because, you know, you guys have probably figured this out by now that I usually teach about the, you know, the headlines of my own life, but also the headlines from like what's going on, you know, astrologically, you know, out in the planetary world, you know, because we're all kind of feeling it and moving through it, whether we realize it or not, that there are certain themes that are going on astrologically, that bring these experiences to us, you know, day by day, archetypally, you know, if we pay attention, because astrologically is, you know, looking at ourselves and knowing ourselves astrologically and knowing what's going on in the planets is usually helpful in our day to day. And I love when I look at the forecast and I look at, you know, what's going on with the planets, and I can kind of look at my own life and what's currently happening and see the nuances and the I don't know, they're not coincidences, but see how it's all playing out for myself, because it's happening inside you as well as out there in the world, you know, because, you know, we are the universe, that's for sure. So, I mean, I know that we have some really nice things that are going on and some challenging things that are going on as well. But I think I heard and read about that there are no planets that are current. All the planets are direct right now, which is kind of nice, right? And it gives us a chance to kind of get our shit together and not be sidetracked by these crazy retrogrades that are pulling us in different directions. But I think most the planets are going to be direct until April. I don't know. I don't know exactly the dates, but that's kind of a sigh of relief, and you could breathe a little bit, right? Maybe there's not a ton of chaos going on, but you know, it's kind of cool. But yeah, I mean, I woke up this morning and I felt very at peace with where I am. And by no means, you know, is my life perfect or things are exactly where I want them to be. I mean, I don't think we're ever getting it done, right? In this lifetime, we're always going to be striving for more or wanting more. I think that's part of the human condition. You know, there's always going to be something that we're needing to work on or, you know, recognize about ourselves and patterns that we've been involved in. But lately I've been in this mode of really moving into a space where I look at people, especially new people that have entered my life, and I kind of smile about it and think like, wow, you know, I wonder what the universe has brought this person forth to teach me on this leg of my journey, you know. And I think that's a really beautiful way of looking at newcomers in our lives, new jobs, new experiences that are before us, like just looking at it with curiosity and not being in a place of, oh shit, you know what I mean? Or is this person going to, you know, fill in the blank? But, you know, rather than that, looking at it as if, you know, I'm open to the universe and what the universe is here to teach me. I'm teachable. I feel very willing to learn in this energy that is before us right now. And I hope that you are too. I feel very open to the experiences that are here and what I need to look at in my life and what I need to learn and what these new people in my life are bringing forth, and just being grateful for the experiences and moving into things with an open heart rather than coming to the table with my pain or fear or my patterns from the past. You know, I've been really watching that intently as I move along, not to get caught up in my past experiences and project them onto new experiences, because that's alchemy, right? Right? It's like I've had enough with the repeat pattern of, you know, the universe having to show me this said thing again, right? I mean, there's nothing wrong with that if that's where you are, right? Because, I mean, you know, it's just part of learning. It's like when we're in kindergarten and they hand us those little sheets where you write the letters over and over again until you perfect it, right? You know, it's like anything in life. When we're learning, repeating, you know, if you're learning a new language, you're going to keep repeating the words over and over, you know. And believe me, I know it can get tiresome to keep meeting the same person, especially when it comes to matters of the heart and love. Those are my biggest questions that I get on One Two Listen every day. You know, is he the one or is this the one? And, you know, I'm happy to report that I'm moving into a space, or even jobs. Like, you know, you get people that call up and say, you know, is this job going to work out? You know, is, you know, am I going to be okay? Like, we're always looking for somebody to, or the universe to give us a sign that says, you know, this is the right thing, like move forward. And this is a safe passage. I want to know if I'm safe on this passage. If I take this route, will I be safe? And I think the universe is strategically teaching me in my own private life that it's okay to not know. It's okay to free fall. It's okay to open your heart. It's okay to enjoy your experiences and not have like huge expectations or have to lock something down, just living in the moment and just enjoying the people that are in front of me. And it's a lot of freedom. It's a lot of freedom not to be in that place of worry or that place of obsession or that place where, like I said, you're dragging your old patterning or triggers of past hurts into current situations. Because then, you know, when you're projecting your past, you're not living in the moment. And when we live in the moment, free of the pain of the past or trying to figure things out and drive ourselves crazy, and you know, when we're wanting to know the future, then we're not in the present moment. We're in a place where we're feeling anxious about the future. And when we're living in the past, we're creating more pain for ourselves, right? But when we're living right here in the moment and just enjoying what's in front of us, that's when doors of potential fly open for you to have experiences that are different from the experiences that you've had in the past. You know, a lot of us don't even realize, including myself, that we move into these places where we're under like a spell. We're under a spell of needing to know the future, or we're under a spell of dragging the past along with us and kind of comparing the past into the present moment, right? Sometimes the past echoes into the present moment. It's recognizable a little bit. But that's when we have that pivotal choice to change it in a way that says, I'm going to react differently to this, you know? I'm going to make different moves, and I'm going to make different choices concerning these things that are looking familiar. You know, I don't have to make the same choices that I've made in the past, you know, because those certain choices that I made in the past always ended up with the same ending. The movie always ended the same way via those choices. So it's like we get these opportunities. The universe is so brilliant in putting before us these opportunities where we get to do it differently. And it shows a lot of growth when you're actually super aware of it. Like, wow, you know, I don't want to do this like I have in the past. I want to make different moves and do this differently, because this, you know, this just feels different, you know? And that means that you've learned. It means that you've grown. And when you start inviting people into your life on that energetic frequency, it's just craziness that what you can bring into your life. You start to see it. You know, I've started to see that in my life where the people that are coming into my life are just different, you know, totally different. So I'm jumping in the chat room to see what you all are talking about. Hi, Maureen. Nice to see you. Joni, wonderful to see you. Hi, Patricia. Happy Monday to you. Miriam, how are you? Oh, so nice to see you. So nice to see you, Miriam. Gwen is here. Gwen, it's wonderful to see you. And thank you for the birthday wishes. Yes. Thank you. Yes, it's, you know, I'm not really a big birthday-like person. Like, I don't, you know. But this year, I have to say, it was very nice. I usually try to like sidestep my birthday. You know, I'm just like, you know, but this year, I have to say, I didn't want to drag the old into the new and get weird around my birthday. I just really smiled through it and just enjoyed my birthday. You know, I like it to be low key, and it just made me smile big, you know. So thank you. Yes. It was enjoyable for sure. So making different moves and, really leaning into the discomfort of life includes all those things that I just talked about for those few moments. It's like I know from myself and I know from all of you because I hear from you that sometimes we could get spun up in a little bit of a panic mode concerning something that's new, right? So like you could be embarking on a new relationship that's really different for you right now, and you're getting nervous, right? Because a lot of us are out there trying to find, companionship that is, different from what we've experienced in the past. And all the shit that we've experienced in the past was perfect. It had to go on, right? Even if you, were in like a total shit show that blew up in your face, right? Somebody cheated, somebody lied, you were abandoned, you were treated badly, or I don't know, maybe you did that to somebody, who knows, right? We never talk about that flip side, right? How we start to lean into the discomfort of life and start to mend so we don't bring those things into relationships or even with a job, you got fired from your job, now you're at this new job and you're questioning whether or not you can handle it or you can do it or it's different. And, maybe you're in charge now, maybe you weren't in charge in the past. Maybe you're starting from the bottom and working your way up again. All these things can really press on us and drag us back into this discomfort. And this discomfort that we need to lean into is what is actually helping us grow. So if you're uncomfortable, it just means that you're leveling up, right? And you're growing. So it's like a lot of people call me and say, I'm so uncomfortable. Like, you need to flip the cards. Like, I need to know that I'm going to be okay. And while that's okay to get like a little information, because the tarot cards, you don't give up a lot of information if you're not supposed to have it. That's just the way the spirit world works, right? The tarot will start to give you metaphors and will talk to you through archetypes and let you know that you're on a journey of growing and discovering. Sometimes it won't, it'll give you a little bit, it'll throw you a bone to let you know like you're going to be okay. But it's not going to give you a lot of detailed information, like, oh my God, this is going to happen. Sometimes that does happen. Sometimes it doesn't, depending on what is going to be good, for your highest good, right? Because you can't just skip over everything and know everything. That's just not the way that life works. But if you find yourself navigating in that territory where you're in a spot where you just really are spinning out, because it happens to all of us, right? You're just like, I was okay with this yesterday, and today I feel insecure. I don't feel confident about this new job or this new relationship, or I don't feel confident about, the new boundaries that I've set forth with certain people. Whatever it is that you're navigating through currently, we're all leaning into some discomfort, in one way or another. If you're spinning out, I think that the best thing you can do in that moment is really understand that leaning into the discomfort is the answer. And how that starts to begin, especially when you're spinning out, is you really just recognize that you're uncomfortable and you accept it in the moment, which sounds pretty simple, right? But it's powerful. Like, there is absolutely nothing I can do right now because I'm spinning out. I've got to let myself spin out a little bit. I'm not going to do anything impulsive. I'm not going to, quit my job. I'm not going to quit this person. I'm not going to, quit having boundaries or whatever it is that you're working on. I'm going to just say, all right, I'm spinning out. And that's the reality that I have to accept in this moment. Because when we move into acceptance, in when we're in a tough spot like that, it does this beautiful thing that brings us into the present moment. And in the present moment, acceptance brings us present. Let's remember that, everybody, all right? Acceptance brings us present right here in the now. And when you're in the now and you're in that place, you can't spin out over your past, because then if you say, oh, I accepted it, but I'm still spinning out, no. And acceptance is like something that could take some time, right? It's like sometimes I could accept things in the moment. Like if I'm in, like, you know, my head is spinning and I'm spinning out over something, I could pull myself into the moment and accept it in that moment. It depends on what it is, right? I mean, obviously, if it's something great, big, huge, it's going to take some time, but it might take some work. But if you say, oh, Christina, I accepted it, but now I'm spinning out again, that's okay. Go back to accept it again, right? Talk your, like, Aquarians are really good at talking themselves into the present moment. I'm a good teacher of that. I can artfully do that for myself a lot. It took a lot of years to learn, but you're going to have to keep going back and forth for a little while. But I promise you that the more that you train your brain to accept your current circumstances and talk yourself into it. So in other words, like, this is just what it is. I'm in fear. I'm afraid. I'm afraid of this new job because I'm being presented with tasks that I've never done before. I'm afraid of being ridiculed. I'm afraid of whatever. Just list it, you know, list off the shit that you're afraid of. List off why you're spinning. Or maybe you can't even admit that you're afraid. Maybe you're going to spin off to blame that everyone around you is an idiot. I've done that. You know, that's pretty human to do, right? But stay in a place where you're being true to yourself, because this is a dialogue that's going on in your head only. I mean, you could certainly call me up and have the dialogue, you know, you're in a safe place, or, you know, somebody who you know is going to hold you through it, you know, and be honest with you and not agree with you that everybody around you is idiots, right? But it's important to place yourself in that spot where you're being able to be honest, like, holy shit, I didn't realize that when I spin out in fear about something, I start blaming everybody around me. That is a really big key indicator that you need to get present and you need to accept a situation or get some work done and lean into the discomfort when you find yourself blaming other people for circumstances that are currently arising in your life. That is a major, major indicator that you have lost your way in that moment. We never truly do lose our way, because even that is not lost, because there's something to learn in that, right? But blame on the outside, even though you could call me up and explain it to me in this 3D reality that we live in, and this person did this to me, you know? I always explain it like this, you know, what happens when you squeeze an orange? Orange juice comes out, right? So if somebody's squeezing you on the outside, metaphorically, right, they're squeezing you, you know, if it wasn't already in you, it couldn't come out, right? And there are people that bring out the worst in us. Trust me, I understand that. But the worst is in there, right? So those people are like super important in our lives. We call those our noble adversaries. It's super important to have noble adversaries, because they need to squeeze us and bring out the worst in us so that we can see that and understand that that's something that currently needs to heal, and maybe running the show from the outside. Everything that's happening for us in this universe is happening. Everything that's happening to us is happening for us in this universe. That's alchemy at its best, right? And that's living a life of, you know, wisdom at that point. And the more that you live your life via the wisdom, other than, you know, rather than blaming, we move into a beautiful passageway into opening up doors of potential that, oh my God, beyond your wildest dreams. You're listening to 1-2 Radio, and I am your host, Christina LaFrance, and we'll be back in a few moments. Thank you. The France Show, right here on 1-2 Radio, where we're hopefully changing the way you look at the world. We are talking about leaning into the discomfort of life and what that actually takes on a daily basis. I was just looking through the chat and I see some of your questions. I'm going to jump back over there and start answering some questions. I did see one from Miriam about she's trying to lean into something new, trying something different with work and starting out with a course. So I'm going to throw some cards for you, Miriam, and I'm going to talk about that with you. And I mean, it's the unknown, right? So it's like, you know, was I serious about this? The cards say it's a new opportunity, a new beginning to make money. Let's see. Hang on. Oh, I hate when these cards fall on the floor. Yeah. So the cards are basically saying that you're just in fear of not being able to pull this off or be able to, being able to make this work. So it's like you've got so much within your system that is pulling on the past. So in other words, like, I've been to this rodeo before, I know how this ends. And you, the reason you can't make a move and you're frozen is because you're in the old. So I would suggest this, Miriam. I would suggest that you will use that really beautiful affirmation from Louise Hay, all is well, I am safe. I don't want you to jump from 0 to 60 and be like, oh yeah, I'm going to be so successful. I'm going to make so much money. This is amazing. Because your body's not going to believe that. It's just bullshit to your body, right? So that's not going to work. That never works. Because what's coming up for you in the cards and what's coming up for me in your field that I can feel is that this situation has a rose in your life. It's so perfect because it's going to help you get rid of all of this noise from your past. It's just another opportunity the universe is giving you to lean into your discomfort so that you can move past these blocks that, most of us, all of us have. So lean in. I would suggest all is well, I am safe, and take baby steps and start the program, because I'm hoping it's one of those programs that you can go at your own pace, right? But even if it's not, you know, just dive in. What is that saying? Feel the fear and do it anyway, right? I think you have to kind of push yourself to do it. And listen, you know, a lot of people, especially myself, will say that I make certain decisions in my life based off how I feel. I use my intuition, and that's true. But in this situation, the feelings that you have that are keeping you not grounded, but literally frozen. That's not your intuition. That is just your past. That is past nonsense and noise and pain. So I definitely would suggest that you just do it. And when you start feeling uncomfortable and, you know, feeling like you want to pull back, you just keep leaning into the discomfort. And day by day, it's going to get easier. Okay? It'll get better as time goes on, sweetheart. I hope that helps. All right. Let me see what else you guys have for me. Let me try to find. Hang on. Let me try to find your questions. Okay, Sandy, you're in a temporary job that's not in alignment with you. I don't know, honey. I feel like you need to just chill out in this. I don't think that you need to be looking for another. I know that you probably want to kill me for saying this, but I think you should stay grounded for a little bit. Hang on. Let me look at your cards. I feel like the key to you finding a new job is going to be you staying put for now. Hang on. Yes. The cards agree. So I'm not saying you have to stay at this temporary job. Obviously, it's temporary. Or keep moving into temp jobs, but maybe so. Because it's like, I feel like you in the past have moved around a lot concerning your career. And why not use the system of having temporary jobs to do that rather than getting these jobs and then leaving them, okay? Because whatever it is that you have to learn concerning your career, I think is better off learned in temp jobs, if that makes any sense. So stay where you are for now. Or take on another temp job. But I think you're not quite ground. I know that you want to be aligned to what it is that you want to do, but there's some in-between mess that has to be cleaned up concerning a pattern that you keep repeating in job after job. Let me know if that makes sense. And you will eventually get to where you need to go. It's just this is the work before it, okay? Don't hate on it because that's just going to prolong it. Just be in acceptance. Like, this is where I am right now. I'm making money, paying my bills. You know, I know that, you know, it's temporary and that I'm going to move into something that's more aligned to me soon. But I think the energy of not wanting to be there is not a good energy. I think you need to focus your energy on, all right, this is where I am right now. I accept it and I'm making money and I'm paying bills. Chat me back, honey. Let me know if that is aligned to what's happening. Let's see. Let me see, Karen. Hang on. Let's see. Oops. Ooh, I caught that one. That's good. Okay. So Karen wanted to know. Karen, be ask something more specific, all right? I mean, I do know, like, you have to have, like, there's a conversation that needs to be had. Yeah, I just feel like there's an important conversation with a man that needs to be had. I don't know how that makes sense. You got to get more specific, all right, honey? Just a little bit more specific. Let's see. All right, Miriam, I did yours. I hope that it helped. Just dive in, Miriam, all right? Dive in, and if it's a paced course, then just, you know, a little bit at a time every day. Get yourself used to it. I think, you know, once you start learning and feeling more comfortable, it's going to flow better for you, okay, sweetheart? Tiffany, how are you? How's the bunnies? Let's see. You've fallen twice. Oh my God. Why is Siri talking to me? Like, I can't shut her off today. She's like listening to all my conversations. Can't stand her. No, I'm kidding. All right. Where are we at? Tiffany. What's going on with Tiffany? Why is she falling? I have days like that. What is the universe trying to tell Tiffany? Okay. Yeah, kind of what I thought. All right, so it's, you know, you're falling because you're just, I don't know, are you being like an airhead? You're in your head too much, right? The universe is trying to focus you back to present moment. Hang on. Yeah, I think you are just getting like, I think the universe is just trying to get you to concentrate on one thing. Right. And not spin off into your patterning from the past. Because I feel like when something is new for you and like you're embarking on a lot of newness, you can get like sidetracked into these little things that are not necessarily worth your time. It's like a little bit of self-sabotage in play. So just be cautious of that. I don't mean like be cautious. Something bad's going to happen, but just nothing bad is going to happen. I think it's just the universe's way of trying to get you to be more focused on the prize or whatever it is that you're kind of growing at this moment. And watch out for self-sabotage. I can feel that in you. All right. Just, you know, be aware. Just be aware, get more present. Okay, honey? Oh, that helped. Chat me back if If you have a follow-up question, hang on. I'm going to refresh the page to see what's going on here. Let's see. Hang on. Yeah, Joni, that's way too great big huge question for radio. So quick question that's, you know, to the point. Let's see. All right. If I missed any of you, I don't know. Maybe Jay will let me know, but I think I got all of you. If somebody wants to, if other people want to ask questions, you're welcome to do that. I'm going to take one more quick look. Nope, I just got a text. Hang on. Okay, I have a follow-up from... hang on. This computer is so fun. Let's see. Okay. Oh, honey, Karen. I'm going to get to that. Just one second. Let's see. Sandy. Oh, Sandy, I know, sweetheart. To move yourself out of that energy, I want you to practice acceptance. I am safe, all is well. And I really, Sandy, I want you to really work on acceptance of being there, because I want you to move into a phase in your life of alchemy. I want you to look at this temp job, and I want you to get a piece of paper, pros and cons, what you dislike about it and what you like about it. And you'd write down what you think you've learned as a result of being at this temp job. Okay. And really, it's going to take a little bit of time, but this energy is going to move things forward for you, rather than keeping you stuck in a place that you don't want to be because you don't feel like you belong there. I want you to start out by knowing you do belong there, because the universe doesn't have us anywhere that we don't belong in the moment. It doesn't mean you have to stay there and stay stuck, right? Especially, you know, there's people rolling their eyes. Oh, I'm in a terrible situation. You tell me I belong here. Yeah, you do. You know, and the moment that you realize, like, even though this was horrible of a situation or horrible of a relationship, I can see the growth that has happened to me as a result of being here, right? Even people that were trapped in the most horrific of circumstances, if you ever ask them, how did you heal from this situation and not walk away bitter? They will tell you that they accepted why they were there and they understood it, right? Now, they might not have understood it fully, but they took the gold away from it, right? They took the gold away from it. And that's how we begin to heal and open up doors of potential, Sandy, okay? So that's your practice. You have homework, pros and cons on a piece of paper, all right? I don't want you concentrating on the cons, but they have to be there, obviously. But I want you to really say, you know, even if you have to start out by saying, you know I belong here. There's a reason the universe has me here. I better pay the hell attention to it so I could get my butt out of here, right? And you're no different from any of us. A year is nothing. I was stuck in something for 20 years that was, you know, you're okay, Sandy, don't worry. You jumped around, I jumped around. We all jump around. You're good, all right? The universe has your back. This is just the next tier, right? It's the next level. So pros and cons and acceptance of why you're there. Oh my God, you know, in hindsight, I learned this, 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 and that. Right? And the more that you'll be able to smile and understand, like, oh shit, I know why the universe has me here. I built my courage. I built my speaking voice is getting so much better. I'm able to stand up for myself. I'm learning boundaries here. I am learning how to stand up for myself when I'm wronged. I'm learning how to keep my mouth shut when I should. I'm learning blah, 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 whatever. But that's the road that you have to go on to unlock the door out. Okay? I hope that helps, sweetheart. All right. Let's see. Hang on. All right. Oh, Joni. Okay. Hang on. Hang on. Let's see. Okay. Oh, Joni, let me look at your cards, honey. I'm sorry that happened to you. Jesus, sometimes life can just be a shit show, right? Oh, God, I've been there, done that. We all have, right? It's all part. You know what's what's really, while I'm looking at your cards, what's really interesting about life that I've really have moved into a space of really knowing so well now. The universe is not a personal place. It's just not. People want to assign that it's personal. The universe is not personal. The universe is law. God is law. The universe is law. We're governed by the laws of the universe. It's not a personal place. We make it personal. The experiences that we have, of course, right? Like it's like, oh, right? But the universe is not mocking you. The universe is not testing you. The universe is not punishing you. And it's certainly not rewarding you. It is just responding to you. And it's responding to you in a way where it gives you opportunities to learn certain things, right? But if you look at all people, we all kind of go through the same experiences. Like, give or take, right? They're, I mean, obviously a little bit different, but we all kind of go through the same experiences. So that's what I'm getting for you, Joni. Like, this is just, something that is obviously going to help you grow a lot, right? So let's just see what we can get from the tarot for Joni and what she should do moving forward. Hang on. It went on the floor, Joni. Surprise, surprise, right? Okay. So we got the High Priestess. So hang on. Yeah. Oh, wow. Your cards look actually really good. Like you're in for like a major overhaul in so many things that that are coming up from your past, and you're gonna pull it together. It's not really so important that we get into detail over the radio why, this has, triggered some things, but I think you could probably kind of figure it out. What I'm saying, but your cards look really good. You're in for a really nice transformation and you're going to figure this out, obviously. But I think for now, it's like you just have to just be in acceptance for what happened and just say, I'm just being bumped a little bit. I'm being rerouted and I'm going to have to trust that the universe knows what it's doing. So I think that a major lesson that's coming in here for you, Joni, is that you really have to trust in the unknown. So the universe rerouted you, and I want you to trust there's a good reason for it. Okay. I hope that helps. I don't mean to be so cryptic, but I don't, it's radio, so I don't want to get too. Let's see. We got about 5 minutes left. Hang on. Yeah, it rerouted you, Joni, to discover something about yourself and also for other reasons too. All right, Tiffany, let's see, baby. Oh my God, Tiffany. Yeah, you need to get it together, sweetheart, and stop being so distracted. For sure, I would agree. All right, Sandy, we already okay. So Sandy, write down pros and cons. It's a difficult work environment. Yeah, see that feels like a very old theme. This feels like something that you bounce into all the time. that people are mean. That just feels so hauntingly familiar to me. Not like as if you said it to me again, just because I'm an intuitive, but like this is, you are hot on the trail to a very big pattern that you need to dig into, sweetheart, okay? I don't want you to accept people being mean to you, love. I want you to have the courage and a voice and to be able to, you know, speak up for yourself in a way that is appropriate, right? I want you to check out your boundaries. I want you to look back, not to torture yourself, but how does this mimic your past in any way concerning relationships or, you know, family and things like that? There's shadow work to be done here, honey. All right. You got to put together the pieces. All right, sweetheart. You're getting there, Sandy. I want you to know that you're making beautiful progress and you're getting there, okay? And that you just have the courage to keep moving forward is everything, okay? All right, let's see. Let me just make sure I didn't miss anybody. I think we're okay. I think I got everybody. If I missed anybody, I'll check back in the chat room when the show is over, and I'll jump in and answer your questions. But yeah, I mean, you know, listen, getting back to the personal thing about the universe. I know a lot of us, we have all this spiritual jargon that we, you know, but we don't really quite understand what half the crap means half the time, you know, and when spiritual teachers say, you know, it's not a personal universe, you know, it really has a very big meaning to it, you know, and I think that it could actually help us. I know that it's helped me in the past. It made me feel like a little disconnected, like, oh, I thought like, you know, this way, you know, because I was raised Catholic. So it was like, a God was the father, right? And it's so like, it can't be further from the truth. I mean, if you want to, you know, engage in religion, there's nothing wrong with rituals and religion. I mean, I'm not saying that. I'm not, you know, pouncing on anybody's religion, but the universe is law, you know, and the universe is not out to get you. And the universe is, you know, it has our backs because it's so brilliant in the way that it designs these opportunities to unfold for us, right? We definitely have spirit guides and, you know, ancestors. This damn phone's listening to me again. Siri keeps popping on. We definitely have ancestors that have our backs and are, you know, rooting for us in the backgrounds, of course, you know. But what I think I'm trying to accomplish by saying here is that when things are happening to us in the universe, I want you to try to not take it personal, right? I know that sounds really weird, but it's like if you look at every human being and you have an honest conversation with them about the things that have transpired in their lives, we are all alike. We are all experiencing almost the same set of circumstances, give or take, right? It's almost like, you know, it's like the hero, it's like the journey, the hero's journey, right? So we're just at another place in our lives that we're having to move through this experience to evolve, is what I'm trying to say, if that makes any sense. We're going to have to do a show on that the universe is not a personal place. All right, guys, thanks for joining me today. And thank you for joining us in the chat room. And I hope that all of you have an amazing, prosperous, peaceful week ahead. And if it's not, then, you know, so be it. Just move into acceptance and lean into the uncomfortableness of what the universe is putting before you. You've been listening to One Two Radio, and I'm your host, Christina LaFrance. I'll see you back here next week.